I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think you and I are both of the opinion that Le'Veon Bell did not win his holdout with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, he'll never win that.
Yeah, I think the math just clearly doesn't work out for me.
Antonio Brown won. Antonio Brown won his situation.
Yes.
He's the winner. Clear-cut winner.
A TKO over
Le'Veon Bell, he lost. Although he got the huge deal from the Jets, he's never going to make that money up he passed on in 2018.
It was a terrible bet on his part. You know, to take the year off and to sell it as less wear and tear on the body, didn't risk myself, didn't risk injury.
Yeah.
Betting $14.5 million on that is a bad bet. It's now, just a bad bet.
That said, he wound up with over $30 million guaranteed from the Jets.
No, he was going to have a soft landing all along.
Yes.
Like, this was not a situation, and I made the comparison yesterday. He didn't take $14.5 million and put it on red at a roulette table, and he was either going to get $28 million or get zero.
Yeah.
He was going to have a contract sitting there waiting for him this year anyways, but I think he thought that he was going to have a contract waiting for him that would have an additional, at least an additional maybe $8 or $10 million because he didn't take any punishment this year. He got the same contract. I would venture to say, we'll never know, but the contract that he got from the Jets, to me, was the same deal he would have gotten if he had played for the Steelers this year.
I agree. And significantly less guaranteed money than Todd Gurley got.
Yep.
With the Rams. He's got the biggest deal for a running back. And I'm guessing Le'Veon Bell was hoping to reset the running back market. He did not.
He did not.
He didn't even come close.
He did not. Now, I do think, Rich, that there is an opportunity here for a holdout and a resetting of the running back market. And I will give credit to, I think it's Florio who put this, who posed this question on Pro Football Talk. And I'm just generally speaking, in terms of it being a smart financial thing to do,
mm-hmm.
I am against holding out and missing games. Like, that's just not smart. That's money you're never going to get back.
Right.
I'm in favor of holding out in terms of skipping camp and skipping practice if you have non-guaranteed money or you're trying to go from a deal that's a rookie deal to break the bank money. It's the only leverage you have is your services. But once you are withholding your services to where it's costing you money you're never going to get back, then I don't think that's good business. However, he makes a pretty good case that Ezekiel Elliott should be the next guy to hold out. And I wouldn't have a problem with Ezekiel Elliott holding out into the season, and here's why. Le'Veon Bell, he forewent, I don't know what forgoed $14.5 million. Ezekiel Elliott is heading into the fourth year of his rookie deal, which is $3.8 million. Ezekiel Elliott has a lot of leverage with the Dallas Cowboys right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he were to hold out and if he were to miss games, that is money that Ezekiel Elliott will make up on the back end somewhere down the road. It's not nearly as hard for Ezekiel Elliott at age 24 or whatever he's going to be to make up $3.8 million as it is for Le'Veon Bell at age 27 to make up $14.5 million. I think he's got a lot of leverage over the Cowboys, Rich, and the Cowboys are a team that's already openly said that they've got money set aside to make him a Gurley type of deal.
Oh, I believe Stephen Jones said they were going to back up the truck.
Yeah, so they've already kind of shown their cards. Now, I don't know if Ezekiel Elliott looks at the Cowboys saying that, and that's the Cowboys' version of playing nice with Ezekiel Elliott, and we don't know what the conversations are like behind the scenes. The Cowboys can extend Ezekiel Elliott this offseason. 3 years in, you can rip up a player's deal and do a brand new deal. We saw that happen with J.J. Watt. Even though he still had the fourth year of his rookie deal and the fifth year option, the team chose to rip up his deal. Now, Ezekiel Elliott's not J.J. Watt, but among running backs, he's pretty damn close to the J.J. Watt of running back. He's not J.J. off the field. I get it. Ezekiel Elliott's kind of a knucklehead off of the field. But in terms of the caliber of player that he is, you could argue Ezekiel Elliott's the best at what he does in the game.
They've not exercised the fifth-year option on Ezekiel Elliott?
The decision doesn't have to come till May.
Till May.
And it's a no-brainer. They're going to exercise the fifth-year option.
Right.
The Texans exercised it on Kevin Johnson.
I'd be shocked if Elliott has to play under the terms of that fifth-year option. I think the Cowboys will give him a deal.
But the fifth-year option is for 2020.
I'm
talking about he could hold out. What if he held out in 2019 saying, give me my long-term deal now? They need Ezekiel Elliott, Rich.
Well, look, you know where I am on this stuff. I will never, ever support a single athlete who holds out when he's under a signed contract.
Right.
Never. I understand why they do it, and sometimes they're successful doing it. Sometimes they're not. But no one put a gun to your head when you signed that deal, and Ezekiel Elliott signed the contract that has him under set to be paid a little under $4 million by the Cowboys this season. If he holds out, I'm with the Cowboys.
Okay, well, the only difference, and I'm not really asking whether you're supporting him. I'm more curious if you think that the Cowboys would flinch in that situation. But hang on for one second. The only thing I would say differently about, hey, Ezekiel Elliott, you signed the contract, and I know what your answer is going to be, take it up with the union. But he signed a rookie deal, which is a slotted deal, which he has no control over what that is.
Right.
I understand your view on that, Rich, a little bit more with a guy like, say, Dwayne Brown, who signed an extension, a second contract that was involved, there was negotiation involved, and there's nuance involved.
Sean, when it comes down to it, even though you're talking about the rookie deal, again, no gun to head.
No, I get it.
He didn't have to play football if he didn't like what they were offering him.
I get it. Take it up with the union. That's a different way of saying take it up with the union, because the union's the one that negotiated the rookie wage scale that we're talking about here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even if you are an entitled, incredibly talented, elite athlete, you can't fight City Hall.
Your view on fighting City Hall aside, do you think the Cowboys would flinch if Ezekiel Elliott held out?
Well, it reminds me of the
Emmett. He doesn't have nearly as much to lose as
right.
Bell.
It reminds me of the Emmett Smith holdout.
Right.
Emmett Smith back in the day missed the first two games, I want to say, of a Cowboys season in the middle of their Super Bowl
1994.
Runs, and they were 0-2
without
him, and Jerry buckled under and gave him the deal he was looking for. I don't think Jerry wants to go through that again.
Might have been 93, but anyways, you're right. Yeah,
I don't think Jerry wants to do that again, especially at his age where he's talked about how the window is not really wide open for me anymore. He wants to get this done in his lifetime. So, yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance they would buckle.
Yeah, I think just purely as a business move.
If he no-showed, I think he gets a deal.
Right. I know you don't have a taste for players doing that, but purely as a business move, I think Ezekiel Elliott, if he were to hold out, would be successful in not having to play under a $3.8 million deal, not having to play under a fifth-year option. Because the Cowboys, like you said, Rich, they said they're going to back up the Brinks truck, but they haven't said when they're going to back up the Brinks truck.
Yeah, but that was really dumb of Stephen Jones to say we were going to back up the Brinks truck, because if Ezekiel Elliott was on the bubble and thinking about maybe I'll hold out, maybe I'll draw a line in the sand, well, this emboldens him to do exactly that.
It does. It does. He is a guy, though, who would have that kind of leverage, Rich. I went through that list earlier when we were talking about Tyreek
Hill. No argument.
I think Elliott is a list. This is the list of the dozen or so players that I have that if you remove them from their team's offense, skill guys, not quarterbacks, but skill players, that if you remove them from their team's offense, that team functions differently. In other words, you would move the line on those teams' games like a point on Sunday, which is significant for a guy who's not a quarterback.
Sure.
And to me, it's Gronk when he's healthy. It's Le'Veon Bell. And you tell me if I'm leaving anybody out. Odell Beckham Jr., DeAndre Hopkins, T.Y. Hilton for the Colts, Zach Ertz, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara, Julio Jones, Christian McCaffrey.
Non-quarterbacks.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey, Todd Gurley, and Tyler Lockett with the Seattle Seahawks.
It's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Is there anybody that pops into your mind that belongs
top,
on there?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, I mean, those are all guys that if those guys go out for their teams, things operate differently on offense. Elliott's one of those guys. And I think the point you bring up about Jerry Jones and kind of just where he is chronologically, where he is age-wise.
I think it's a factor.
I do too, right? I mean, it's been 20 years. How long's it been? 23, 24
95.
Years? 95, so 24 years since they won a Super Bowl. I'm guessing he wants to see another one at some point.
I think you're right.
Yep. All right.
And he would reset the running back market. I think he would eclipse the Todd Gurley deal.
And he would deserve to.
Probably, yes.
He's a great player. What adds even more spice to this, Rich, what if they give Dak Prescott a contract extension this offseason?
Mm.
Which they can do. He's 3 years into his deal. They're the same rookie class.
Yeah.
What if Dak gets a deal? If Dak gets a deal, I would almost be willing to bet that Ezekiel Elliott might make a little bit of noise. Whether it's skipping training camp or I don't know if he'd take it into the regular season.
Remind me of Dak's contract situation.
He's a fourth-round pick who's heading into the last year of his rookie deal.
Mm.
So they can do an extension with him if they want to.
Yeah.
You know, they have a couple of options. They can either extend him now, they can let him play this year and then put the franchise tag on him, or he can hit free agency. So I don't know. That might add some spice to it as well.
Yeah. My lean is that Jerry's going to take care of both of them. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. He seems like that kind of owner.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.